I flew back with him from Washington one time when I was lieutenant governor on his airplane. I was up there on a trip, and he said, I'm going home. You want to fly with me? And I said, yeah. He taught me how to play gin. And I'll never forget this, too. You know, he always wore suspenders. You remember that? Big Bob Curd. He put his thumbs under his suspenders and kind of snap them while he's talking to you. Richest man in the Senate.
And he came by oil money, we should point out.
Oil money, Kerr McGee.
Yeah.
He's the first governor born in Oklahoma after statehood. He's the first governor born actually in the state of Oklahoma, from Ada, Oklahoma. Anyway, we're flying back on his plane. He's teaching me how to play gin. Never pick up something that won't play immediately, he told me. I still remember it. And the co-pilot came back and said, Senator Kerr, we're about to make our descent into Oklahoma City. Kerr got up, changed clothes, put on his suspenders in a different suit so that he wasn't the wealthy senator that was up in Washington, D.C. He was Bob Kerr from Ada and Poto, Oklahoma. Oh, he was powerful.
To be around Carl Albert and Bob Kerr, I mean, wow. You knew you were living a blessed life.
Yeah. I mentioned that Kennedy came to Big Cedar, Oklahoma, to dedicate the Talamina Drive. And he came at Bob Kerr's invitation. Well, Bob Kerr had campaigned for Lyndon Johnson for president. Bob Kerr is one of the reasons that Lyndon Johnson became vice president. Lyndon Johnson ran against John F. Kennedy for the nomination for president of the Democratic Party. They select Kennedy, and Bobby Kennedy and Bob Kerr convinced John F. Kennedy that he needs Lyndon Johnson so he can carry Texas. Otherwise, he ain't going to be president. He ain't going to be president without Lyndon Johnson. This guy ran against him, and Bob Kerr was his manager. Howard Edmondson, then the governor of Oklahoma, was active in Kennedy's campaign for president at the Democratic Convention to get the nomination in for president. Kerr's people were so mad at Edmondson for supporting Kennedy over Lyndon Johnson, they ran the Democratic Party. They would not allow the Democratic governor to be a delegate to the National Convention.
Right.
I'm a delegate, but he's not. But at the end, they thought, well, he's the governor. He needs to be an alternate delegate, meaning he doesn't have a vote. That's what they were trying to do. He couldn't vote for John Kennedy on the floor. In those days, the rules were the only way you could make a speech from the platform of the Democratic Convention, you had to be either a delegate or an alternate. So they made Howard Edmondson an alternate without thinking, but knowing that he didn't have a vote, but they gave him the microphone up on the stage, and Howard Edmondson seconded the nomination of John F. Kennedy for President of the United States, and the entire Oklahoma delegation vote was for Lyndon Johnson. Because Kerr and Johnson were such good friends and they ran the Democratic Party, our state's delegation was seated down front on national television. And the entire time Edmondson was speaking as governor of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma delegation was standing booing on live television. Okay, now you got the picture?
Yep.
Okay. So Kennedy becomes president. Kerr invites Kennedy to come to Oklahoma, but doesn't tell Edmondson. The highway department comes into the governor's office one day and said, Governor Edmondson, do you really want us to pave that road from the top of the mountain down into Poto like Senator Hamilton wants us to? And Edmondson said, well, why would we pave a road from the top of the mountain down into Poto? And they said, well, so President Kennedy's helicopter can land there. He's going to fly in an Air Force One to Fort Smith and then chopper over to Poto, and they don't have a place to land. They're going to land on top of the mountain, and we don't want the president coming down in a gravel road. And Edmondson said, Kennedy is coming to Oklahoma? Edmondson told me this story. Edmondson calls the president of the United States and said, what's the deal? Bob Kerr was against you. I was for you. You're coming into Oklahoma for Bob Kerr to dedicate a highway, and don't even tell me. Howard Edmondson said that John F. Kennedy said, I'm not coming in there to dedicate a highway. I'm coming in there to kiss Bob Kerr's rear end. Howard Edmondson told me this personally. The president of the United States didn't even tell the governor of the state of Oklahoma, who was for him, that he was coming to Oklahoma to kiss Bob Kerr's rear end because Kerr was that powerful from Poto, Oklahoma. Can you imagine that?